Day 4 of the UN Climate Summit, COP30, was Health Day, a time to look at the deep connections between human health and the health of the planet, as well as our responsibility to care for both. The head of the World Health Organization, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, spoke to the link between the two issues at the start of the summit, saying a sick planet means sick people.
Here in the heart of the Amazon, the lungs of the earth, we're reminded that healthy people depend on a healthy planet. If our planet were a patient, it would be admitted to intensive care. Its vital signs are alarming.
He says health is the strongest argument for climate action. According to the World Meteorological Organization, extreme heat claims more than 500,000 lives each year. At the climate summit in Belém, Brazil, UN agencies and partners have launched a blueprint for global health systems to adapt to rising temperatures and extreme weather. The Belém Health Action Plan sets out steps to integrate health into climate strategies, including strengthening health systems to withstand climate shocks, mobilizing finance and technology, and ensuring communities have a voice. The adoption of the plan on Health Day marks a recognition that the climate crisis is also a health crisis. And for its part, the UN Refugee Agency joined in the effort, launching the Refugee Environmental Protection Fund, the world's first large-scale refugee-driven carbon finance initiative. The goal is to support reforestation, cleaner cooking, and green jobs. And the UN Environment Program launched an initiative to cut food waste in half by the year 2030, which would also reduce methane emissions linked to global warming. On day 4 of the summit, climate experts discussed findings that the world is falling short in its goal of limiting global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius. Anna Missilieu is with the New Climate Institute.
We also have countries that are backing away entirely from the UNFCCC process and backing ambition entirely. And as you might suspect, I'm talking about the US here. The U.S. withdrawal from the Paris Agreement has had really devastating effects, weakened the global momentum.
The ongoing climate summit has drawn thousands of national leaders, diplomats, scientists, and others with delegations from around the world, but not from the United States. That's been a disappointment to many activists, but it has not stopped Americans from attending, with a large delegation of governors, mayors, and other elected officials going to the meeting. San Francisco Congressmember Nancy Pelosi blasted President Trump's decision to sit out the summit.
He pronounced that during Climate Week that this was a con job. This is a scam. No, Mr. President, you are projecting again. You are the con job. You are the scam. You do not believe in science or responsibility or anything, and it's all about money in the pocket of your friends and billionaires, as we have seen even with health care.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.